This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Ach, Jenna, ek is so bly om weer by julle te wees, and I'm glad that you are with me, because I actually missed you, you know. Oh, and then I've got a special co-host today. We haven't heard from him in ages, and he's here. Hannes, hallo.
Hallo daar.
Hallo Hannes.
Ek gaan dit nou.
Oh yay. My god.
Ek voel soos 'n die lang verlore seun.
Jy doen. Oh, wat gaan ons eet? 'N kalf, né?
Ja.
Oh, dit's goed om jou weer te sien. En wat doen jy nou?
Baie. Nee, ek was nou die laaste rukkie net bietjie besig met ek het op 'n paar goed geskiet en so en
ja, maar jy's 'n regisseur nou.
Baie. Ja, en ek direk nou, ek's nou tegniese regisseur by kyk net nou top 20.
Hallo, en jy het begin met om dit te skryf en nou is jy al tegnies.
Ja, ja. So ek's baie lief vir die show, maar dit is tot 'n mate besig om my skuld te word dat kommersiële Afrikaanse musiek fans ja. Het. So dit kom met 'n prys.
Ek hoop jy kan nie slaap in die aande nie.
Ja.
Jesus.
Ek het die hele tyd Dirk van der Westhuizen songs wat deur my kop
maal. Oh my god. Het julle vir Early B op julle tip?
Ons het hy was hierdie week nommer 1 gewees.
Wel hy kom in vandag.
Wow, so, cool.
Daar kan jy vir hom geluk sê en alles en ek love sy scene.
Hy is fantasties. Aangename kennis, né? Nee.
Ja. Ek love dit. Dit is bevolk.
Ja.
En Charmaine en Christian, good morning.
You couldn't have missed me. I only saw you 2 weeks ago. Damn.
Missed you.
We missed you. That was
sweet. Yeah, that was like special, eh?
That was a moment.
Sounds sweet. I love being missed, you know?
But you always miss. Like the moment you leave,
oh
I'm just
god,
like,
he's
where
already
did you
learned.
Go?
He's learned, Christian. I did not miss you.
So, honestly, I have a Christian on Mutal.
No, net. Yeah.
2 seconds terug.
Terug, ja.
Hi. Hello.
Wie is jy en wat maak jy hier?
Exactly.
Ek weet eintlik nie. Ek is Christian. Ek kom hier so Vrydag wanneer ek kas vir my kort om die stoel vol te maak.
Okay.
En ek doen ook regie en goeters.
Lekker.
Ja, kom ons wees beste maatjies.
Jee.
Hy vir my werk.
Hy is jy ook ouma se slim kind.
Wow.
Ja, julle al drie is ouma se slim kinders.
Ja, ouma.
It's so incestuous.
You. I saw a short movie, Eersgeborene. Have you seen that?
Nee.
Okay. Have you heard about the stroopers?
Ja, ek het weet van stroopers.
So that's the same director.
Stroopers machine?
Nee, a fucking movie is mine.
Ek het ook gedink machine. So, look where we at.
Yeah. So he made a movie called The Stroopers, which he lost to Canary
yeah,
won.
Yeah, by the Silver Scarab. Yes.
The Silver Scarab. Now, he made a short movie first called The Eerstgeborene. And why do I want to talk about it? Because we were talking about something. It was about incestuous things.
Ouma's a slim kind.
Ouma's a slim kind. Wat ook 'n movie was. Ja. Yeah.
Ek was in 'n movie. Ouma's a slim kind.
Ek is jammer.
Excuse. So now, what did you say? You fly by the seat of your pants when it comes to social commentary, and now you're doing this?
Yeah.
How are you going to explain that to your child?
They don't listen.
That's the money, thing. Money. Yeah.
Let us be straightforward here. The correct people listen to us.
Mm.
And the people who shouldn't listen don't listen.
Doesn't is good.
Fire donkey.
I figure it out.
We know our demo.
We are in South Africa.
Whatever.
I mean, show me a South African whose English is perfect. Even
I
the
will.
English ones.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. So, Hannes, I met Christian years ago, and then he went to the AFDA and all that, and I saw a great talent in him, and
okay,
I was proven
story,
right.
I'm gonna go get him. I'm gonna go get some water.
She's
for
like
Kent.
Again.
No. Kent Tabaki, guys.
No, that's just it. That's the story.
Oh, she's gone. She's like, you need to pull some
hair. Oh, Kent is here as well, and Kent
City by my feet.
Yeah, because you know what? We got Bravecto here today.
Ooh,
Bravecto is that thing that you give to your dogs in various amounts. We'll find out what, because they are here.
And it's like a doggy treat, but it gets rid of fleas.
Yes. Yeah.
Antics. I should get some of those.
And ticks for your ticks. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be great. And you know what, Hannes? What ik ook voor jou wou gesê het, voor ek nou vergeet, is ek het getrek weer.
Oh, ja. Waar blij je nou?
Tussen niks en
nergens. Letterlijk, waar kan kill humankind in die middel van nergens?
Ek is in a cave.
En verf jy jou mure self.
Ja. Met groot paintings en stok mannetjie en sy hond.
But I discovered old material in boxes now.
So is lap of actual material?
No, old material. No, nie lap nie. Ek praat nou van material on paper, and I was thinking of Hannes because we can use it to improv from.
Yeah.
It's like little sketches, and one of the first stories I ever wrote as a child, it was 5 or 6. Now, can I read this story like lees for kinders?
Ach, ja.
So, I will goed inbring when you come.
Yes, definitely, okay. Definitely.
And if it's now, from now on, you can only stay till 12, then we'll do it before 12.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, because I thought of you. But Christian can also... Well, Charmaine can also, of course. She's an actress in Murg en Been. But in terms of improvisation, Hannes is very good. Hannes,
I have... Look, this life, there's no time to feel jealousy.
Jealous.
Yeah. I think we all have kind of like the same skills, eh? Writing, directing, producing, doing that stuff.
Yeah,
so
you're
it's
right.
It's great. Acting.
We are a room with like 12 people. And we only
you know, that's true, hey? Like with how many people?
And we all have multiple personalities.
And how many years experience? That could
hundreds.
No, man. That's in our ages. It's freaking experience. But then again, you did start when you were 7.
Okay, so here is a song that I have to play now, because we won't have time with Early B, and we will not play it in front of Proveto because it's too out there, and it is the out there, but the out there stings. No stings work at the moment. I am like a bee that's going to die. No sting works.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, donkey. So the out there, what is out there again, Hannes? Let me test your knowledge.
There's an insetsel op die program waar jy 'n deentjie speel wat out there is.
Ja,
en dit kan al twee kante toe gaan. Dit kan of soos way out there whack shit wees.
Yeah.
Of dit kan net soos briljant goed wees.
I know.
Yeah.
So this one I think is both.
Oh, okay.
This one is both. It's from Sweden.
Okay.
It's one of the most out there artists out there.
Mense van Swede, hulle
is. Is it male or female?
Oompa Daru. Hello, Mrs. Pepperpot.
Is it male or female?
She is a female. Her name is Ongi.
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 Dit klink soos, want hy het toe kyk net die animations commission in die early 2000s, die Heidi type animations wat low quality is van Nederlands. Dit klink soos jy van die show se name.
Oh, ek het dit nooit gesien. Was dit so, wat hulle
sê? En die doewe duivels, ek weet.
Moomin.
Ja. Moomin. En die doewe duivels. So this is Ongi, and her song is called Smoke Weed, Eat Pussy. Okay. So, it is out there in a way.
It's pretty
it
out
really
there.
It really is out there.
Oh, in there.
I smoke weed, eat pussy every day, and every day is kind of the same. I have fun and I feel no shame. I smoke weed, eat pussy every day, and I've always been at this game.
We are from when we
play this game.
I can't really say. I'm just trying to figure it out.
At least she's not eating weed and smoking pussy.
Oh, what did you think of that?
I like the beat.
I like the beat a lot.
Really, yeah. Rhythmic. It makes you go like, you know, that whole thing. Yeah. And it's repetitive, so it's kind of trancey.
It begins to get a little bit catchy. Yeah. After a while, you're like, oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Now I'm singing.
I could even start singing that. You know,
I'm going to be singing it the whole day. When I get home tonight, when I play with my daughter, it's just going to be out of my head. It's erg. Want it is catchy.
It's super catchy.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a show on Cliff Central?
I think.
Yeah. There is, eh?
Yes.
What's the show's name, Christian?
Sure, let me do an ad read. So it's called Man to Man Talks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And it's brought to you by Carling Black Label. Drink responsibly, not for sale. That'll spiel. So basically, it's John Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris. And they have a 6-episode show out talking all about manhood and sort of these touchy subjects about manhood. Touchy subjects, but not like in the weird, you know. But anyway, so unpacking the 3 core designs at the heart of every man. So they kind of start talking about like the questions every boy needs answered, the 4 big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart, and one thing every man wants from women more than sex.
Food.
It's cute.
And so when is this, Christian?
I think it's out now, and you can go listen to it on cliffcentral.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's a podcast?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now I do.
Now you do. This is why we do ads, because now people know about this.
That's true.
And they can go listen to it.
I know.
You just search Man to Man Talks, and then you have a ball, really.
Okay. So that's enough about them. Let's just say quickly, Garlic Black Label. Okay, that's enough.
Drink responsibly.
Jermaine.
Mm-hmm. I'm singing in my head is still eating weed-weeding here.
Yeah, weed-weeding. And this is new. This is a brand new song. Mm. So we were first, I think, ever in the world, except for maybe some rebellious station in Sweden.
I need that song for some of my Letty friends.
Oh, y'all tell them. Yeah. Ongi. So the A has got a 0. On top, it's a small little O.
Oh, okay.
Dots on top of it. So it's an O. A with that, so it's Ongi.
Okay.
Orcish. I think one of the biggest.
Do you know what? I'll just put type in the words of
Angie.
The refrain, and I'm sure it's going to come out. You know.
Yeah.
Mm. But you were going to say?
I was going to tell you that I had a horrible week with Kent.
Why?
Because, my darling, I was offered a nice little chalet in Art. Where was it? Magaliesberg.
Uh-huh.
To go and stay with Kent.
Okay.
Just to unsnap from Alfreda's death and the inbraak, and I've now moved.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just want to get away and just sit and relax. So they had 3 chows.
Oh.
And
so?
Chows.
Chows is honda.
Yeah.
Nikosni. And they attacked Kent.
No. Really?
I know.
So what kind of dogs are they?
Horrible dogs.
What kind of people?
Terrible dogs.
Don't teach the dogs about...
Exactly.
You know?
But apparently, let's come up for the chows. Their leader died like 3 weeks ago. So they are in a horrible mess, the chows. They don't know who is who. Who is foe, who is friend. So when they saw Kent, they went ballistic and thought, we're going to be taken over by mongrels. So they attacked him. Kent sat and
ate
in his chalaikie for a dag.
My
Jesus. And then at last I gave him courage to come. Bring joy back in your heart, Kent. Okay. Out. They attack him again.
Neon! But so the honde is die.
I know.
Nah, die honde is die geleer.
And daar gaan Kent weer in die toes.
Ach, jy riskat, sorry.
Ek het nou hier so gekyk, chow, of a chow chow, hulle kom van Noord-China af oorspronklik.
Ja, the bastards.
En hulle word verwys na as Songshi Kwan. wat beteken puffy lion dog.
Mm. Yeah, they look like lions. Mm. They do.
Right, and obviously lions
attack in packs as well.
Attack in packs. Because the three of them attacked Kent. So Kent was back in the room.
So did you leave?
Shame. With a cigarette, Alex.
You have like Beethoven playing in the background. Just take a minute for yourself, puppy.
I left immediately. I said, this is it.
Good.
This is it.
Sue kan honde my suffer nie.
Hulle sê hierso, hulle kan aggressive raak en is fiercely protective van hulle owners and property.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm. So luckily you didn't attack me.
Ja.
Kentie? Kent lê hierso.
Superman alone.
Ach, sy is toch so. He's got wounds, but I've dressed them.
In my cute little outfits or little bow ties.
Little bow tie or be neck wound. No, I sort of, I... Tssst, ek, want Mangalis het nie een wet nie.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh my. So I rushed to the aptheker.
I'm Polly so sorry, Casper.
Toe gaan ek aptheker, toe gee die ou vir my so kaniekie. Want jy so skit, dan klink daar of die klein balliekie in is.
Uh-huh, so die pijn
spot. So spray paint.
Wound dressing.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. So I spited him with wound dressing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Just salad. I'm sorry for Kent, really. You know.
Ons het ek vir jou gesê, ek het 'n hondjie gekry.
Ah, oh, sweet.
Ja, dis so dis Jack Russell, sy's nog klein, ja.
Wat sy naam?
Hoe ek 'n hondjie
gekry, ja, Ariel. My dogter het haar naam gegee. Oh, so sy is vernoem na die Little Mermaid.
Toch jou dogter het 'n fascinasie met TV's. So.
Of ek het gedog, miskien is jy al bezig om jou dogter te leer wasgoed was, Ariel.
Ah,
so I mean I was just be like maar child
ek
abuse.
Ek het uiteindelik een klein dingetjie gekry om op te hou kak op die mat en nou het ek 'n nuwe ene.
But how cute.
Sy so Jack Russell fok weet wat cross.
Klein.
Sy so ja rescue hond.
Kan jy aan Jassies jou dogter?
Nee.
Nee.
That's
sweet. That's
Jermaine. Two weeks ago you and Christian I couldn't join you because I was actually tired from moving. Yes. But you went to the Poor Alicia show.
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
Do you want to know all about it? It's very energetic. Very energetic.
Energetic.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
Oh, no, that's part of it. I mean, it doesn't... When something I'm leading in now. Mm. You said, tell me all about it.
Okay.
So I'm trying to gain some time.
Okay. No, not all about it then.
So anyway.
Tell the minimum about it.
It was really a look for me, not knowing it was a great look at Portuguese lifestyle.
Yeah, eh?
So, and you know what? I went in there thinking, oh, my God, what jokes can I laugh at and what jokes can't I laugh at? Because, you know, you've got, like, the black jokes and the white jokes, and the black guy laughs at the black jokes, but the white... guy can't laugh at the black jokes because you don't know. So I went in there with all that and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, but it was fun.
It was
really enjoyed it. Good. Very enlightening, hey?
And she was so good. Who played the lead?
Sonia.
I mean, the only person.
Sonia.
It was a one-woman show.
Yeah,
and Sonia was amazing.
Are you figuring that out now?
So it just like occurred to me. Technically, there were other people.
She's done a lot of them over the years.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm like a Nazi after the war. I didn't know.
No. And I mean, and within that, you know, like some of the commentary is kind of like, you know, part of the family might go like, yes, we foreign, and then part of the family are totally South African, even though they're foreign. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So in that, she played on how families actually split, you know, and take on their own identity within the culture. So it was really great.
And she balanced that very well, the comedy side of it and then the commentary side of it, I think. Mm. Like, it went serious at times, but it never felt like it overstayed its welcome.
Do you think she's still going to do the show?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I hope so, and I hope that more people of color will go and see the show. I don't know if Portuguese people can be called people of color, you know, because you get like Brazilian Portuguese or whatever.
You get black
Portuguese speaking people. So I'm not really sure what the proper term is. So maybe
Portuguese
more than just Portuguese people should come and
shouldn't
check
watch
it
because it is, and you sort of feel like you know the culture more better.
For me, it was a cultural experience.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I think we were only like two or three black people in that, you know, in the audience, in the whole theater. So, you know, I thought.
But even like us, like, just like a boring Caucasian guy, it just seeing the differences in culture, because like my best friend is Portuguese, and just kind of seeing the difference in culture of like the home life that you don't always get to see when you're like visiting and stuff was really interesting.
Did you also find it?
Oh, I found it fascinating.
Yeah. What did you think? Because she had this bit where she this Portuguese guy falls in love with the Afrikaans girl. You know, what did you think about that?
I thought that was a very that's what I mentioned. Hello, cable. That's what I mentioned earlier about like the commentary thing. I think she approached it with like a lot of tact, but still like it had an impact on me. I was like, it's really interesting seeing how like cultures are treated and how the Portuguese were treated at a certain time and still to this day.
But also, you know, like I've heard of for fuck's sake, I've heard of people going like you know, don't go with Portuguese. But then also, I never heard the and no. I've heard the side of the Afrikaans people go, no, you can't go with somebody who's Portuguese. But now I've heard their side as well, where they go, no, you can't go with an Afrikaner.
So it's
like we all have those issues with one another. So that was quite enlightening to see.
And then I had to go to see Cirque Inferno, which
Inferno,
I know.
Infernal, I think.
Which sounds, what is Inferno and what is Infernal? Inferno.
I think one
is like
an adjective and one is like a noun.
Inferno is like a
something can be
hell.
Infernal, but
Inferno is like a the whole
cantera
building.
Cantera is a cantera. It's
the whole
a
building
fire,
is
fire.
Burning.
Yeah, and it's a massive
it's
one.
Inferno.
It's
Inferno. And you say it's called Cirque Inferno.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't go again, so I said, Christian, you will go.
Like at like 5 on Saturday. The show starts in 2 hours. He's like, by the way, you're going.
Inferno is a large fire that is dangerously out of control.
Yes, as I was nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
Ek sê brand soos 'n naby was.
Infernal.
Infernal is relating to or characteristic of hell or the underworld.
Oh my God.
But it can also be irritating and tiresome. So it's you're an infernal poople.
But was the show irritating and tiresome?
The first act was a little bit rough in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Like it started strong with some trapeze and stuff, but then it had like a dip. For me,
so it's like a circus show.
Yeah, so
so it is like a
it's a straight circus without
a like kind of cloning.
Yeah, without no animals or anything. It's got a bit of a plot. This guy dies in the beginning, and he kind of needs to fight his way out of hell. I think.
Yeah, it's that's where the infernal.
There
comes.
We go. It's kind of like watching like Cinderella on ice, where it vaguely makes sense, but just kind of watching people do cool things. So we went, first half was like a little bit like meh, and then the second half they were like, okay, cool, time to wake people up. That's when they like brought in the big guns. They were throwing axes, there was fire.
Oh my God. Axes.
How long is this how long into the before the second half?
Yeah.
I think it was like probably like like 30-45 minutes.
Okay, that's a while to sit.
Like, it's the first act isn't bad. I just think it's like it's things we've seen before at circuses. Mm. So if you've been to a circus, you're like, oh yeah, this is the part where they do this thing. Mm. Whereas the second act, they kind of like made it their own, in my opinion. Like they took the weird, because they describe themselves as like a Tim Burton-y, but it kind of feels like bikery thing. They've got like a theme going on.
Okay. Did you like it?
If the second act wasn't there, I would have not like recommended it. But the second act like made me go, oh, that was fun. That was worth my Saturday night.
So what's your answer?
So what time interval do you remember?
I think it was probably like 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
Okay,
in.
So buy tickets but come 8:30.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we had this issue because have you been to Joburg Theatre?
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's
really?
No one logistically thought this through. Because they have one boom and one point to pay for your parking ticket. But the problem is there's always rush hour because everyone leaves. There's like 2 parking points. So there was queues literally to the elevators.
And the gebouw ook.
Everywhere. Because we were like hundreds of people. Everyone just now leaving the show at the same time.
Because usually what we do is we go and we pay there just before you go up the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ook?
Every floor literally had like a queue. It's like this is, no one thought this through.
Mm.
So that's my... Oh, we also saw, like, a terrifying car. There was a car with, like, a giant, like, Mickey Mouse head in it.
Where? In the parking lot?
In the parking lot. Just, like chilling. I was like, we're getting murdered tonight.
Stephen King.
Like, makes notes.
Mickey Mouse.
Just, like, a giant Mickey Mouse head. And then like the, but what made it work is like the seats were also like covered in like Goofy the character. It was weird. I didn't like it. I was like, this is not fun.
And you specialize in the dark stuff. Yeah, I was like, and the horrific stuff, and you didn't like it.
You didn't like it, eh? But at least it was nothing happened.
Yeah.
And you liked Infernal second half.
Yeah, it was really fun watching people's reactions because people were freaking out when they were like throwing axes and eating fire. There was like this small family next to me, and the boy was literally crying at one point.
Ah!
Like he was not coping.
Yeah.
His mom's just like, "No, watch. We paid $300,000 for these tickets. Watch."
I thought the actor on stage.
Oh no!
But that when you said throwing axes and eating fire, this actor threw by smoking weed and eating.
Oh my God. Listen, you need to go and get you some. Really?
I know being married is hard.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
But it should be tick-free, hey? That doggy in the window. Otherwise, we got problems.
We're quarantining him. That's why he's behind the window.
Charmaine, we can hear you very loudly.
I'm done.
Sorry, Christian, what did you say?
I said we're quarantining him because that's why he's behind the window. Yeah, he's going to give the fleas and ticks to all the other dogs in the neighborhood.
I know, but then they gave him Bravecto.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, here is a Dr. Carolyn, but her surname is obviously she's a communist. She is Chelchinsky.
That's pretty good, Chelchinsky.
Chelchinsky. And are you Polish?
The surname is Polish, yes. But I'm good South African.
Oh, yeah.
Represent.
And this is Kent. He's here with me.
And he can't resist Bravecto.
We saw him having it on a video the other day.
Yeah, he was in the video eating his Bravecto. And people said, yeah, but he dropped it out of his mouth. But he did eat it then, afterward. It dropped a bit, and then he ate it.
Have you never seen a dog eat?
But I also think it must have been your fault that he dropped it. You obviously just, you know, you missed his mouth, maybe.
I did. I am half blind, and we were nervous. And Kim McKenzie.
That was a lot easier, right?
So much easier.
I'm trying to get married. Sorry, I'll try to find a better surname.
Yeah. It's just Boota.
I'm dating Van der Nest. Is that okay?
Oh, that's a good one. That's nice and Dutchy. So years and years ago, when the world was younger, I had another dog called Frida, and I had Kent. And we went for a walk. We moved to a new place in Mulder's Drift. And we went for a walk, and I thought, what jewelry do I see upon the neck of Kent and Alfreda? And it turned out to be ticks. And I said, what the hell? But they do have people that come and clean, like, doggy wash, but they come to the place. And I was like, but daar, and I was a little, and said, Kloikies. And then that people said, get Bravecto. I said, Bravecto. So I went and got my Bravecto, gave it to them, and die boslaise het just drunk hobos. they slingered away from the dogs. It was absolutely miraculous how they just disappeared. And since then, I'm a fan of Provecto. So I'm so glad to be able to speak to you.
Oh, we're so glad you're such a fan.
Yeah. I even got a Provecto hat on, which I will wear now forever.
It suits you well.
Thank you. Even when I shower.
We may need to leave a spare then.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's your shower cap.
And Provecto. Kent also has a Provecto.
Bandana.
A cowboy bandana. Yes, but it's in the wash now. So it's not on today. But you will always wear it, Kent. I told you. So, Hannes, your dog.
Yeah.
Wat gee vir jou hondjie?
On the spot.
Not Provecto.
I can only tell anyone, because when we got this, it's a little rescue dog, and when we got this, she had pretty bad mange, so she had to go for mange baths and stuff, and now she's looking very nicely. But it's like she's got she scratches, but it's like a mannerism scratch. Like she doesn't have fleas at the moment, but she's still scratching. So maybe I should preventatively start using Provecto. Okay, my wife got her the flea stuff from the dentist the last time.
That's why it didn't work.
But now I can't remember. I think it may have been Provecto.
Was this like fluoride paste that she's like
some toothpaste? So. But no, now that you mentioned the mange, it's actually really interesting, because originally we brought Provecto out for ticks and fleas. And then we found that dogs with severe mange were actually clearing up. And we started doing studies on it. And now it's one of the main reasons that all the welfare organizations use mange. Because you've got, use Provecto for mange. Because with your dog, you probably find you have to dip it every week and they have to go have injections every week. Now with Provecto, you give it to them once. And then for 12 weeks, they're treated for mange as well as ticks and fleas. So that's it so much easier to control a problem like that. But yes, I think if your dog is still scratching, you should probably use Provecto.
Yes.
Because often you don't see fleas, but they're actually there.
Yeah.
And it's 3 months of
protection.
What's the word?
Peace of mind.
Vrede van verstand. Just 3 maanden van vrede van verstand, Hannes.
Right.
My Afrikaans is not so good.
Oh, that was pretty good. But tell me, Anna, so how old is pup?
She's still very tiny. We got her, she was 7 weeks, 8 weeks.
So when can we start with Provecto?
She's now about a month or two older. Yeah.
Anywhere from 8 weeks of age.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes.
So my friend Nobel. Today.
Like but right now.
There's something, it sounds like warm urine. That's a product.
Yeah.
Lopus. Go for Provecto.
Yeah.
Okay, it's much better.
Yes.
And what is nice, how Frida loved swimming. My German Shepherd. Mm. We can talk about it, don't you? Everyone is now with big eyes. Like, you can talk about it. I'm totally wrong. And then. That is a peace of mind as well. Want sy swem en gaan te kere. Want as jy nou 'n dingetjie opgooi op die hond se pels, dan was
nie op jou hond opgooi nie.
Nooit te doen nie. Except if you nervosa, you know, then just vomit on the dog. But otherwise, like you put something on and then it washes off. Mm. Now it stays inside the dog. And how does it work? What does Provecto do? Is it in the blood?
So it basically uses the blood as a carrier to distribute through the body, and it stays in, is very slowly excreted from the body over the 12-week period. So if a tick or a flea then bites and takes a blood meal, then it gets to work very quickly.
I must get my Prozac like that.
That'd be nice.
But I was just saying, it's like birth control, the injection.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Once 3 months, pops your uncle.
Same, but different, yeah.
Same, but different. Very much the same, Charmaine, but totally different.
Both avoid something very annoying.
Yes, hopefully both as effective, though.
Yes.
What is biliary?
So it's a disease like tick bite fever. So when a tick bites a dog, they've got the parasite in their bodies. It's called Babesia parasite. And they transmit that parasite into the dog. And it causes what we call biliary as a layperson. The vets call babesia, or tick bite fever. And it causes severe anemia. And often it affects their liver, so you see their gums start to go yellow.
Yeah.
They can be pale first, but then go yellow. They get high temperatures, stop eating, and it can be fatal, especially if you don't pick it up early.
But Bravecto prevents it.
So Bravecto is excellent at preventing ticks from staying on the dog, because obviously it works very quickly. So it'll kill ticks from within 2 hours and is 100% effective by 12 hours. So because it works so quickly, and as you mentioned, it works even if the dogs swim and that sort of thing, and you don't forget it after a month because it keeps working for 3 months, it's the best option you have to prevent biliary.
Okay. And what you look for those signals. You just told me if the dog is on Bravecto and all of a sudden he won't eat and have yellow.
Yeah, generally they go off their food first, and they just, you know, they're not well.
Then you know. Okay.
Yeah, and then if you do look at their gums, you can. Some of us lay people will not always notice that the gums are a little bit yellow. Generally, they go off their food, and if you've got a thermometer and you take their temperature, they'll probably have a high temperature. But you're going to notice the off food first, I think.
Okay, but I have seen with my own eyes that it's not possible if they've got their Bravecto. It's rare.
It's very rare.
Very, very rare. Yeah. But now, the other day, I was on Facebook proudly proclaiming my affiliation and respect for Bravecto. My love for Bravecto. And then a woman wrote, "Read up before you support someone like Bravecto." What the hell did she mean?
Unfortunately, when it comes to social media and Facebook in particular, people can post whatever they want on there. So what has happened with a product like Bravecto, because it is so big and it has been so successful, people will have experience. So maybe they gave Bravecto last week or last month or 2 months ago, and today their dog vomits or today their dog is sick. Then they associate and say, "It must have been the Bravecto I gave last week or last month or last year we've even had." And then they go and put that on Facebook. And we've had so many where people have said, "Oh, Bravecto caused X, Y, Z." And then when we've gone to investigate it, we found the cause was something completely different.
Typical,
but they never go back to Facebook and say, "Oh, I was wrong. It's actually the following." Yeah. So that's kind of what happens.
So what? In my case, I think it's someone who spoke to someone who spoke to someone who then tried to be what we say in Afrikaans paraat.
Yeah.
Oh, jy moet nou eers bietjie ondersoek instel before you talk about Bravecto. But I already know that people are misinformed about Bravecto because there is no problem with it. There is no side effects or anything yet. That I mean, I even eat it myself.
No, we don't tell people that.
No, don't.
Please, no, don't. Disclaimer. That's the product is for dogs only.
I'm a comedian. But if I was a dog and I was pregnant?
It is registered as safe for pregnant animals.
Okay.
but you'd make a really good pregnant dog.
Thank you. I've already got the look.
But no, you can use it in pregnant dogs as well as dogs that are still suckling their puppies.
Okay.
That's perfectly safe.
Have you seen these two puppies? Oh, and where did this start? What slim professor worked out? How did Bravecto start? You know, because like the one pill, like Viagra, was developed for hair loss, and then all of a sudden things stood up and
the heart.
Okay,
heart
then
don't heart hair loss, you know,
heart hair, same
can
thing.
I be like a Facebook person and make up stuff?
Because it's the difference between bliss and blessed.
yes. So Bravecto was done how?
The product, the active ingredient is called Fluralana, and it's a completely...
Oh, it's a nice gay drag name.
Fluralana.
And yet it sings Sonia Harold. Fluralana.
Or, like the stage, Fluriano.
So almost like that. The Fluralana is a synthetic molecule. So they were actually researching four specific types of molecules that could work for ticks and fleas.
Ah.
And they found hundreds and hundreds, and then they zoned down to one particular one that they then put into trials, or they might find 20 that they put into trials. But Bravecto or Fluralana was the best one out of all the ones that they found. And then they developed it from there, and sort of 8 to 10 years of doing trials, everything that needs to be done before you can register the product.
When was the product officially on the market?
2014. In South Africa. Well, actually worldwide, yeah. In 2014.
Okay, yeah. that's about the time that I needed it. Isn't that fantastic?
We knew that.
Yeah, we knew. Yeah,
so
we pushed the professor.
No, we did. We said to the guys, you got to hurry up on this, yeah. Please. Yeah.
Professor Kasper needs it. Yeah, I'm hurrying.
I'm going.
That's exactly that German kind of trial. Yes. Yeah.
Because that was exactly the time. 2015, I needed them. So they were just on the market. And what the hell did we do before? We had those binkies, eh?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And you never felt safe because always, as ek vir my kaaitjie 'n bandjie aangesit het, dan sit hy my altyd in krap. As ek vir my this is not for cats, hey?
Not yet, no.
Oh, it's gonna come.
We're hoping.
We
yes.
won't. Yeah, but the cats are very jealous.
We're busy telling them that we're trying to hurry up, but unfortunately, that's more with the regulatory authorities in South Africa than with the actual scientists
this time.
And what do you
gonna call it? Catacto.
Actually, we should now revisit that.
It's called Bravecto, but it's a spot on, and it's already launched overseas, so we're just a little slower here.
Do you hear cats?
It's on its way.
It's coming, yeah.
What is a spot on?
It's a spot on, so because cats are fussy, cats are not dogs, so they don't want to eat things.
Ah, yes.
So we made a spot on for cats, so it's like the little dripples that you put on between their shoulders. But like Bravecto, it goes into the blood. So it's not a spot on like the other ones you're used to that stays in the skin. It actually goes through the skin into the blood and then still lasts for 3 months.
Wow. So in the fancy people call it a transdermal.
A transdermal.
Transdermal. Mm.
That's a good Scrabble word.
It's also
word.
Like a...
that's going to get you, 3,000 points.
Like a million, just win the game.
But so we're not talking about cats. No, it's coming. But for dogs and... I actually wanted to ask a question and then I sidetracked myself with a cat. So I can't remember. Christian Hannes.
I think you were what did we do before?
What did we do before? Good memory.
Yeah.
Because you never felt safe before.
No.
You know, you would have them maybe like those people who come and spray something, but then they swim and it's gone. You would have maybe those boinkies as well that you were scared to touch and then touch your own food because then you I feel snarks. I touched the boinkie. So all those things, it's a miracle now. It's like a total, it's like the iPhone and a cell phone.
It's food but also gets rid of things that eat that animal.
No, that's not what I meant.
Thank you for your opinion, but no.
What I actually meant was like a cell phone was nice, but then it was like a brand new world.
A dazzling place I never knew.
And that was like Bravecto against warm urine. You know? And who are the lovely people all in purple here?
Hey.
Tell me.
So this is our fabulous team in purple. So we've got Elise, and she covers all the other companion animal products. So we've got, as MSD Animal Health, the makers of Bravecto, we've got a full portfolio of animal health products, from vaccines to dewormers to diabetes medications, at the veterinarian. So we focus on the veterinarian. So Elise manages and does all the marketing for the rest of the portfolio.
Okay.
And then Sundry is our sales manager.
Hello.
For the country except for KZN. So
what happened there?
No, we decided she can't work there. And then we've got Reno, who is our multi-channel marketing manager. So we brought them all along to meet you guys.
So would you say you guys tick all the boxes?
Ooh, look at you.
You're so funny.
Hire me.
You can stay.
How long have you been waiting to use that?
I've been waiting for like 20 minutes while I get in.
But seriously, Christian, if you do another one, I'm going to flee.
Oh, here we go.
Flee, fly, flow.
It's hilarious.
That escalated quickly.
But so, multi-channel, what does that mean? Do you mean TV as well?
So it does mainly digital, all our digital platforms. So, but integrated with print and TV across our departments. So our company does ruminants, so cows, cattle, they're the same thing. Cows, sheep, fish, chickens, pigs.
Yeah, I stay now. I've got cows.
Yeah. So we actually are.
You have cows? You're just gonna blow past that?
I've got cows. Kent knows because he's like barking at them. Do they eat cow Victor or what?
No, not at this stage.
But listen. We must get together, and there's a lot of dogs on the farm. I had my two, but now the one is gone. But Kent is with me. There's a lot of other dogs, and they all on Brevecto. I double checked. So
otherwise, you couldn't live there.
No. So I'm out of here.
You've just moved, so that was like a screening question, it was right?
The first question.
Yeah,
I asked.
No, of course.
First was, do you have Wi-Fi? And do you have Brevecto?
There you go. It's actually priorities. Mm.
And so we must take pictures of me with those dogs, and we must like en masse spread them on social media. I'm there. I'm your tool.
Spread them like the fleas are not spreading.
Exactly. So we're going to take place of the fleas.
Use me.
So we really want to do that. We're just waiting for Gauteng to look a little bit more not dead.
Okay.
Yes.
And more flea.
A little more springy. More
springy and yeah. Flowers it and green. It is now just and green.
Like one green. One
at the moment it's dust and grime and yeah.
But
so
my
we definitely
door? Of my cave, I'm very close to the cradle.
Your giant rock that you move out of the way.
I'm close to the cradle of inhumanity. My cave is always open for you.
Fantastic, thank you.
We
yeah,
that.
So because I was getting the idea with all those dogs there on the farm, that you know I can use them all and be like the friend and have
the
all
dog whisperer.
Like the dog whisperer.
Like Dr. Doolittle. It's going to be great.
Yeah, but they won't speak to me except if I put a very hot, bright rod up. No. Then the dog says, "What the hell?" No, I actually get along, and dogs can see that I get along with them. They there's no fuss. I mean, Kent was bitten now at Mahali's by chows. We just spoke about it, and we had a moment of silence. And the chows, they listened to me. When I moved up and I screamed in a very harsh way.
So you say, what did you say to them, and how did
but
you
they,
say it?
They said, okay, I'm out of here.
We're sorry.
Tapping
sorry.
Out.
Yeah. So, yeah, there is a way. I don't know why dogs do sometimes do bad things, but there's usually a reason for that. The reason for the chows is that they lost their leader and they were totally der mekaar, and they thought maybe that Kent came for a staatsgreep, a coup or something. I don't know. But so they were very protective. And then Hannes read up on Google that chows are protective.
They are. Yeah.
And the other day, I walked in Krugersdorp. I did. And
and someone from Krugersdorp bit
why?
You.
Why?
And you came back alive?
I've heard that's a common problem here.
So have you made your rabies shots?
I was looking for batteries, and so I went into a Chinese shop. Mm. And when they saw Kent, they were salivating. No, that's a joke.
It's so wrong.
We
to
just
laugh
lost
at
that. The two Asian listeners we had.
Sorry. Any more questions?
No.
Are you still away?
Are you going to get Brevecto?
I'm going to get Brevecto.
Honest.
From your local vet or vet shop?
Leafy.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
We have a vet down the road, so they'll probably stock it. So it's stocked in vets, veterinarians,
vet and
or
vet shops.
And very high pet stores.
Yeah.
I mean,
like what particular
high end?
Absolute pets.
Not high. Like yeah. Absolute pets, PetSmart, any of those.
I've got an Absolute Pets loyalty card.
Nice.
Exactly.
You
and then you can get your Brevecto.
Do that.
And from tomorrow, a scratch and hug competition starts.
What?
So if you go into the practices, yes.
Yeah.
If you go into the practices.
Treat and hug.
Treat
scratch
and hug,
card
which is
competition.
A scratch and win competition. If you buy Brevecto, you get a scratch card, you scratch a little silver foil off, and you can win instant prizes, or you can win up to 50,000, well,
a share of 50,000.
It's like pick and pay.
No, not a pick and pay.
But you'll actually win some prizes. No, but you'll actually win. There are really prizes in this one. Pick and pay, I'm not convinced.
I'm also not
convinced.
I've
had about 300 of those things and won nothing.
My daughter loves those scratch cards. And then every time we've never won anything, I'd say, ons wen nooit nie.
But
now.
Tomorrow, take her and get your scratch card.
I will do.
Today, you go to your television show, you go home, look at your dog. Tomorrow you go buy Brevecto.
Yes,
first thing.
And you scratch.
And you
and
phone
you
us if they do not
cart.
Give you a scratch card.
Please. When you don't stand a cart. Because I won a knife at Spa.
You did?
What?
What did you do? Was that to be able to shop at Spa, or was it like when you're already on your way out?
No, it's a new thing. And they got me. Because you go into Spa and you get stickers.
All the little stickers.
Yes. I must go put... I've got enough now.
What is this? And then after 20 stickers, you get a knife.
Mm. Is this real? Like
I'm
you get a knife?
I've also been collecting them.
What?
What is
I'm a little concerned. We started with stickies and now we've gone to Spa. Weapons.
Yeah. Like I
the stickies were the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Listen here. Listen here.
You can choke on a sticky, so it's still pretty dangerous.
You can also choke on a knife.
I went
especially if someone else is helping you.
I went into the Spa, also Krugersdorp, and I took 20 squatters with me. And I said, Jesus, my 20 blockers. And I just got a stare, not a knife.
Yeah.
Not even a laugh.
Not even a laugh. They didn't think it was funny. But that is, I can't help it. I'm always trying to see the good in the bad. And the good is to laugh.
The bad is you at Spa.
The bad is me at Spa. So thank you for whoever started Provector. We don't know this professor's name yet. Von Hingen Schleiven. Thank you for that. Because you've really changed the world with this. It's really fantastic. And I'm so proud to stand up and be counted as a Brevictarian.
Wow.
You can use that as a, are you a Brevictarian?
That's a nice soundbite.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Casper. And ek is a Brev... What?
Brevictarian.
Okay, take two.
Take two, Casper. Thank you. Hi, I'm Casper. And I'm a Brev... Oh, fuck. Hi, I'm Casper. Just edit that out. I'm a Brevictarian.
And then we go back to the
Chakaranda FM.
En dan jy.
Hallo, ek is Hannes en ek se Brevictarier. Ja, ek geef my own Brevicta om seker te maak, het sy vir volle 12 weke nie gaan sukkel met bosluise, vlooie of bilirini.
Maar Hannes... Hierdie dingetjie wat jy vir die hond gee, smaak dit lekker?
Wie wat? Dit werk vir alle honde. Nee, en hy eet dit. So selfs jou chow kan het chow.
Hey! En sê vir my, Hannes, is dit gemete aan die gewig van die hond? Sorry, ek Afrikaans nie baie kan.
Ja, dit is. Jy kan een dosis skryf wat vir jou werk.
Dis RDC, ons praat nie so nie. Maar as 'n Christen radiostasie.
Jy kan die kwantiteit te kry. Dit is amper erger. Wat jy nodig het.
Ja.
Nee, Brevicta is bobas. Hoor my.
Okay, well... Do you want to say anything here or forever hold your peace, Reno, Elise, or Sundry? No, they don't want
to. The peanut gallery is quiet now.
I'm going to play... Oh, you can choose the song now. You can choose the Polish one. You can choose the song.
If you guys don't choose... We're doing Who Let the Dogs Out because I feel like
yeah,
it's
we
appropriate.
Can do that one.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Go okay. For it.
Well,
Baja Men.
Let me...
Oh, you need us to fill some space. Hey guys, so how's your Friday?
I feel like now I'm on the spot.
I can like ask you the chemical composition of the mix. Do you guys have pets?
Yes, we do. We all have lots of pets.
Lots of pets.
So I've got nine in my house.
Hold on.
I know.
Is it a small holding? Like what's going on there?
It's a freestanding house with a fairly big garden. It's what happens when, you have two households that come as one. So I have four and a half dogs and he has three and a half dogs.
What happened to the halves?
So basically, if they really decide to enforce the bylaws about two dogs per family, they're
Bring
pretty
in
screwed.
The guillotine.
No, but we've got, there are a lot of dogs at MSD Animal Health. Our general manager's got about 40 Labradors himself. So there's not a single person.
Sorry?
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of dogs.
40?
Yeah, it's something
no,
like that.
No, he's got less now.
Is it less?
Yeah, he's still got a lot. Yo. So yes, we are animal lovers at the end of the day.
But what Hannes did is right. Hey, you go to a shelter.
Yes. No, yes, it's sure. a really good thing
don't
to adopt.
Don't go buy 40 high pedigree Dobermans.
Adopt, don't shop.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yes, you definitely can.
Yeah, because you will change their lives. Mm. Kent also is like a rescue in a way. And look, he's on stage with me. Yeah. Those tricks. He's a fantastic dog.
He sure is rescued. Cue the music.
So, who sang Who Let the Dogs Out, Christian?
It's a bar, man.
The bar. Oh,
sorry.
Now I see. He's replaced.
So, what are we going to do?
Replaced
now? I know.
No, he's just.
He's good. So, we're going to stand outside and we'll pose for pictures now while the dogs are now roaming. Okay, are
protected
you ready?
By Brevector.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? Who? Who?
Who? Who let the dogs out?
Who? 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 Who?
Who? Who let the dogs out?
Who? 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 Who?
Who let the dogs out?
Ek is betyds terug. Jy het ons nou foto's geneem. En ek my extra special guest het opgedaag. Mans is betuidstrik. Met Who Let the Dogs Out. People, do you know the moment that we're having here with Early B in the studio?
Hey. Early B in the house.
Hello, hi, hello, hi. How's it, everybody?
Can we say any hi, so is it too pretentious?
No,
but I was not Engels gesaying. So I'm thinking, is it okay?
But you're early B. Early B, you're smallish.
Very short. I'm very short. You know what? I say it in most of my songs so that people don't get shocked when they see me. And so I'm like, something. I will always put something about short in it, you know?
Fantastic. I'm so glad to see that. I didn't get the references to short in your song, so I just saw a picture and I said, oh, it's cool. You are number one on the Cake Nick Top Cock.
Top 20. Yeah.
Number one?
Top Cock.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, everybody. It works on votes, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thanks to everybody who voted as well. I get things geweet.
Tweet jullie niet die mensen of iets.
My father. That is amazing, man. Benten.
Yes.
Lekker, man. Lekker.
Benten, you can hear the song Benten, Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Lekker. But this is awesome. Actually, huge.
But you felt that it was going to be a hit, apparently. You thought this could have something.
Yeah. When you listen to all the songs on the album and you're like, which one has the most potential? Benten was one of the songs that stood out for me.
Vertel die story daarachter.
Heet jy die show genie?
Wait. We're first going to listen to a little bit of Benten. Then we're going to hear the story. Okay. And I just want to tell you that there are at least 6 tracks that I think are hits.
Wow.
The whole CD, but whatever you call it these days. Album.
Yeah, nee, as if it.
Release, whatever. But, okay, let's have a little bit of a Benteni here. And then we talk about Benten.
Speak to my heart.
Dit is vir die jong oukie en die ou tannie.
Speak to my heart. Wat jy van kry.
Benten, die anti-suiker Benten.
Sy is suiker Benten,
'n jong oukie. Haar oudste dochter sal sy. Sy is 'n young man with energy. As what she needs in her life.
Sy is suiker Benten.
Ek gou daarvan as jy gaan. Sy is so kompent. Stunning. En vader, hou ek van daai R. Oh, it's beautiful. Early B, maar wat is jou naam regtig?
My regte naam is Al.
Lee.
So as a youngster het my aunties my in die familie altyd jou like 'n bynaam gegee en ek was Early Bird. Snaakste ding is ek het nooit vroeg opgestaan nie. Hulle het my Early Bird.
Early Bird.
Ja, so
Early B. Wonderful.
Exactly. Toe kap ek het so my kort toe ek begin rap van ek gedink nee.
Can I useless information that you've got a namesake?
Yeah,
there's, but then
a jazz musician.
I was like a 1950 whatever geboren.
It's actually a Jamaican. We were doing this interview once now, and this guy speaks to me and he's like, you know what? I like the reggae feel you're having. Check weet die bra wat se songs maak. You know, and then afterwards I only clicked. I was like, hey, this is the other Early B, and I think the guy passed away. R.I.P. to him. But
good for you then.
Maar jy is al 'n rukkie in die rap game. Ek bedoel, jy doen dit al lank en jy werk obviously hard. Ek bedoel, dit moet seker lekker wees om nou te check vir al met die album uit en jy weet, everything's just happening en jy collab met almal, dit moet crazy wees.
Dit is die beste gevoel ooit. Ek sê altyd is 'n rewarding feeling vir my, want ek was in 'n groep voor die en ons was maar jong ouens wat van skool af ons songs gebluetooth het vir ons vriende en ons het dit nooit vir radio gestuur, you know? So that was like I'm 10 years already in like doing the rap thing. thing, mm-hmm. doing the rapping thing, doing the rap thing. So this is my third year as a solo artist, you know, and I just feel it's an awarding feeling, like all the things that I'm achieving or I'm being blessed with, you know.
But it's taken you like 10 years.
Early B. This is the other early B.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this doesn't have that 90s ear poppy vibe to it at all.
But check it out. Vibing on his thing.
How old are you now?
I'm 29 now.
Oh my god, and you've been in a group and you've gone solo in that time. That's crazy. How much work?
So much work. I always feel it's a bit more for me now. Because in a group, when you have to work on a song, it's like each guy has to do a verse. Mm. We work on the hook together, but then each one goes to his room or whatever and just does his verse. So now it's everything on me now. But now I know what I put in, I'm gonna get out. You know.
Mm.
So that's that.
And hoe belangrik is live shows for you?
Baie belangrik. Yeah. Kijk, back in the day, onze formule was ons het nie onze songs verkoop nie. Ons het altyd gesing.
Jy wil mense by die show hê.
Mense maak jou geld by die shows. Mm. So ek wil altyd hê mense moet liewerste die demand moet liewerste groot is buitekant sodat mense ons kan boek en shows doen. So shows is baie belangrik vir my. Dis waarom sit ek so baie in by my shows sodat ek mense weer kan kry, verstaan jy? Because that's actually where the artist makes your money. You can sell your merch there.
But I saw on Instagram like a lot of people at your shows, hey, so it's you enjoy it.
The love is crazy.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night, is you by Francis van Cooke, nee? 8,000 mense.
Thousand mense.
Sure. Ek is so excited for Diana. Ek en Francis het ook, like, dis waarom shows ook baie belangrik, want dis waar jy kan network ook. En ek en Francis het 'n paar maande gelede gemeet, en ons het daar so geklik, man. Ons het gesels net normaal gesit in chat. En hy het my gesê, kyk, ek was in die tyd besig met my album. En hy was besig met syne. Hy was besig om die EP te beplan. En toe gesels ons te sê, my wie wat, ne? As hy miskien iets het, you know that, the
yes,
talk.
Yeah,
if you have something, just let me know, you know. And ek het het gevat, ek het gecheck, is the opportunity there.
Of course.
I'm gonna do my thing. So I spoke to Francois about it. Francois loved the song. I sent the version of Altijd Lief Voor Jou to him, and he didn't really like that because I'm not really a rock artist,
yeah.
You know, but I like to cross over also now and then, so I would do a rap verse in a rock song, you know, and the instruments that was used or the style of the beat wasn't like to Francois, like he was like, you know what, nah, if we're gonna work together on this, let's rather work on the beat, let's get the beat more current, and then let's get it out there that way, and once it's amazing gemaakt, yeah, and it's excited om and Altijd Lief Voor Jou more to do.
It sold out, hey.
Ish, yo, nou yeah. Raak ek so my nervous.
En wat sê die mense by die huis van jou sukses?
Baie, baie, baie trots. Weet ek,
waar is huis?
PE.
Mm-hmm.
PE, al die part van PE. So almal by die huis is baie trots. En ek voel baie keer die ouens van kyk, ek bly in Bloemendaal in die noordelike gebiede in PE en is rof is ouwens. Ja, nee, jong ouens. In een van my songs sê ek, jong ouwens leer in die kerk, is voor in die kerk elke Saturday. Wat ek bedoel is like funerals of young guys under 25, you know. Mm. So I feel like I want to inspire those guys, man. En ek voel soos in, vir hulle kan relate na my toe, van ek is die ou wat saam met hulle aangestaan het, ek het saam, ek is by dieselfde malls, en alles, so you know, I'm sitting today in Cliff Central, so die ouwens wat daar aan, hy kan tas moet ook kan check, soos hulle kan doen, hoekom kan ek dit doen.
Maar, ek hoef jou iets vertel, wat gebeur het met my, ek was een by a show van een of ander company, wat ek doen, en die mense is meestal wit, en hulle sit toe allemaal en sê, hulle het allemaal geluister na, and that's when I heard about you, about hulle het allemaal geluister na Early B, op pad, vanaf, waar kom hulle nou vandaan, ons ook ergens in die Kaap, het hulle nou gery vir 'n conference,
okay.
Waar ek nou ook was, en toe sê ek, okay, ek sal weer gaan kyk, wie sê die Early B. And I loved it,
thank
you know.
So
and hulle het gelaf. Hulle loved it. Dit is fantastisch. Yeah, maar, voor jy nou vir Charmaine antwoord, wil ek eers hoor, een van my favorite songs,
okay.
Is die waar jy moet bid vir pauze. Ooh, I love it. Bid vir pauze.
Hey, that is an other song. That's such a awesome.
Okay, no.
Kijk hier, ik is hobby, wat heb met de gully wat ik met shit. Haar state is wijs, I'm feeling ginky, ik zeg ik gooi je lijn, ze zal ze weather, zij zei wet, wet. Ik reply aan mijn emoticon, dan laat zij back, lek. Ik raar, what you wearing, zij zei towel, ik vrouw, where is that? It's only on my head, check jij naar die keer, ne? Ik wijs haar, cause she's sounding like you wanna sex. Zij zei wijs voor dat, als zij toch als you too scared to come get that. Ik wijs haar, right, zeg.
Honey.
Kijk mij bij jouw huis, gauw. En als die home alone is,
ga moet jij nou gaan?
Ik is bevreesd, ik moet gaan.
Okay, he's now going to where you are number one.
Yeah, awesome.
Great to see you again, man. Yes, so and
seeing you
good
likewise.
Luck for everything. Thanks, and congratulations.
I really appreciate it. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. No, actually, Roy Francis van Kouk song in die car.
Lekker, man.
Okay, Anna.
Bye-bye.
Ik maak een hoortbraak, maak haar benen lam, maar knieën drop, zal zij nog opstaan. Ik kan zien, maar is mijn wacht. Laat ik gewoon net asemhaal. Jij gaat aan het kijken, het is die laatste maal. Ik wijs haar, jij. Zij was aan nou lekker slim aan nonen. Nou gaan zij bid voor jou pauze. Zij zei mij, wacht, laat ik gewoon net asemhaal. Jij gaat aan het lijken, het is die laatste maal. Ik wijs haar, jij. Zij was aan nou lekker slim aan nonen. Nou gaan zij bid voor jou pauze.
Okay, en so wat gebeur nou, kom maar pa.
Yes.
En nou sê hy, hy gaan vir jou dinges, en dan sê jy, wacht, laat ek net 'n bietjie asemhaal.
Dan moet ek ook asemhaal, net so 'n bietjie asemhaal, my oom.
Jy het op die beat gelag. Dit was amazing.
Ja.
Wat so op die ritme was?
Ja.
Oh, my mind's blown. This is gonna deal me.
Maar, op jou CD is daar 'n reggae song wat jou op...
Yes.
So nou maak jy net mense dimekaar.
Nee. Wat ek gedoen het, aangename kennis is like a body of work waar ek verskillende style, maar subtly, waar ek subtly net introduce in my styles van, ek voel ek wil so diverse wees, en op so baie goed te maak, wil jy voluit aan het vat hier, so dat mense kan sê, you disrespected that sound of it. So ek gaan liggies in het in, en ek apply net so 'n paar van die goede in. Soos ek dink, die ene met die reggae feel is die een met Emo Adams, as ek geweet het, waar ek my nou net praat oor die lewe, you know.
En aangename kennis is jou latest.
Yes, my latest album.
Available by iTunes, Spotify.
All platforms.
En ek terugblij sonder stry, you know, four somethings. Wat ek wens is dat dit te rewind kan net, so dat ek dit net druk en terug gaan every time.
Hoe mooi doen jy dit?
Yes.
Op my rhythm.
Rewind again to see the ones that passed alive again. En ek hier wat my in die stilte gesmaak het, so ek gelijn het, ne. Maar is klaar te laat, nou this is life, there's nothing that I regret. Maar wat ek wens is morgen se knowledge van morgen se gister. Van ek wil morgen se morgen van morgen op kikker. En ek soek nog die experience wat ek geleer het van gister. As het so was, dan is alles rarig duftig. As ek uit het geveer het,
ek wil ook net die ander side van Emo gewys het, van almal ken Emo as die ou wat grappies maak en goed is, so ek wil maar net ernstig gepraat het oor die lewe om te sê, kyk, kom ons waardeer die lewe op 'n lekker beat waar jy kan lekker terugsit en luister.
Ek het nog nooit Afrikaanse reggae gehoor nie. Dit was baie cool.
Lekker, man. Lekker.
Lekker jy.
Let's op. As ek van die gating geweet het, is very Cape.
Ja.
Maar hy is...
Love it.
Ja, en hy is goed, hy sing mos, maar hy is...
Toen ons het luister, as jy het skryf, as ek geweet het, as jy het wil recht praat, was nou, of so praat, soos, en, as ek geweet het, wat ek nou geweet het, maar toen...
Jy praat nou soos...
Verstaan jy?
Soos, waar is die plek nou, tussen die Kaap en die Karoo? P.E. Dat ek geweet het, wat ek nou geweet het.
Nou, maar dis P.E. as ek geweet het, wat ek geweet het.
Ja.
So, alles different gewees het. You know? So,
it's so cool.
As maar net 'n manier hoe ons die slang ook gebruik om die woorde te maak rym en ook om ons kultuur te wys aan hy kant.
Nee, ek lag net want ek weet mos hoe streektaal werk. So is net vir my lekker om te hoor jou PE goede wat daar.
Nikki representation.
Bekie representation daar van PE af.
Ja, en ek voel ek moet dit baie keer wys want baie mense dink ons almal praat dieselfde oral in Suid-Afrika, waar ons almal verskillend, like in Joburg is daar slang, waar ons kal het ons, hi hond, is vuil hond, ek like het so, verstaan, en dan gaan ons Kaap toe, en sit soos in, kom ons loop tot daar of ons eet dit. Mm. Waar ons in die baie nog weer van bouwens en goed te praat, soos ons is een bouwense ding.
Ek het so, nie een woord verstaan die laatste 5 minuten nie.
Was dan so, as at, even Kimberly, as like al die plekjes het hulle...
So eie, use bow in a sentence?
Die bow in my hand is nogal
goud.
Of ek ga die jou bow.
Die ga jou bow wees. Ga jou bow wees. Of maak my jou bow by haar. You know?
Maar het is amazing hoe van hy, al gebruik julle dit miskien nie baie in die een streek nie, verstaan die ander streek wat jy
verstaan,
sê.
As die
because
waar,
ek is nou van die Kaap, maar ek verstaan, maar het beteken nie, but I don't know how it works.
No, though. It's just that connects in some way. And ek voel, I have to keep it true like that, so that you must know it's from PE, but you can also connect with it, man. And if you don't know about it, you're going to want to find out about it, and that brings the interest to the whole thing as well. So that's how I feel like I have to stay true to that though.
Okay.
Hierdie is PE.
Yes.
Dis 'n track van hom. Van sy CD. PE. Hey. Nou, lewer jy hulde.
Ek het getraam te sing hierso, so verskoon my
as jy kom hier. Shes order tune.
Hands up. Kom lyk jy so upset, bra.
Say cheese.
Ek doen dit vir my plek, bra.
As PE.
En jylle weet ek doen dit recht.
So bam bam to the PE.
Now let me see your hands up. PE.
En jylle weet ek doen dit recht.
Bam bam to the PE.
Check it. No brother, why you
yeah, how beautiful, eh?
Thanks so much. I just thought I had to also... You know, back in the day, can I quickly just take it
what's back? What's
back
in the day for 29-year-old?
No, maar ek bedoel, 10 jaar is daarom een lang terug.
Het is een lang terug, maar ek moet ons nou ons meneer krijg je voor context.
Ik het altijd, always used to make mixtapes and singles. Mm. So there was this one song that I made called Bloemendaal. And that was almost like the Bloemendaal anthem for us in Bloemendaal when we listen to it. And then we do the move, the Bloemendaal anthem. And the last verse on there, that's why the song is so, for the person that traveled that whole journey with me from the beginning of Bloemendaal to my album now, Aangename Kennis, for the listener that followed that will know that the last verse is how I normally drive from PE when I'm in PE, because in Bloemendaal, I say I drive the northern, like how I drive through the northern areas. Mm-hmm. I meet all my friends. And so now, this is the other way around, just saying that, hey, ons meet mekaar nou hier, en ons gaan nou een nieuwe paikie vat, you know. So that's also what's special about PE there for me, you know.
Do you feel like you have to be a spokesperson of sorts for, you know, people in PE or the community that you grew up in? Because you know, there's that whole. I mean, mm-hmm. There's that whole thing. Once you start making it, and you're like of color, then you gotta like you understand as a yellow gemeenskap op your rug, and you kind of like try and do right. But you know, obviously, you don't always succeed. So do you feel like you have to walk a certain way?
Kijk, ik wat ik zal zeggen is, I want to live my best life consciously. Verstaan jy? So I will make a few wrong decisions here and there, but it's for the next person. Soos my pa my altyd gesê het, vat die ander man se lewe as 'n speel vir jou, you know. So the next person must look at me like where I made a wrong move. It's not like I'm gonna live my life now to say like, hey, ek moet nou dit reg doen, because I want to live my best life as well. So you can learn from my mistakes, and you can learn from the good decisions I also do, you know. So
yeah.
I don't for me, it is, as you feel, soos you will opkijk naar my toe, it's cool. Because, but also remember, I'm human. Ek gaan ook verkeerde decisions maak hier en daar so. And it's not gonna be perfect, but it's gonna be my story. And you can write your story from, okay, all my dad there. I can do this, yeah, and then you can better your story.
As Earl kan, da kan ek ook. Mens kyk ons altyd na iemand anders, and you go like, if he could do it, it's possible, you know.
You know what's going to happen at some stage? Maybe it's already. I don't think it started. If I look at you, but you're gonna think too much of yourself.
Yeah,
because of all the fame and fortune.
Ek is te kort om.
No, but be aware of that, and then you look back and say, "Oh, daar was ek 'n bitch," and you come back to earth. But it's human,
yeah,
because you get everyone. Ooh, early B, early B, and then later you go, "I'm early fucking B."
And what you ate for the fact that jy mag 'n hermit raak. Because sometimes being known, it gets so much that jy jouself onttrek.
Ja, kyk vir my. Ideale ding.
So, ja.
Ek is 'n hermit.
Ek is nie as famous nie en ek's 'n hermit.
Ja, ja. Lekker.
Maar is dit nie so nie, Kasper, dat soms raak het so vir jou, almal weet wie is, weet wat jy doen. Jy sit in 'n restaurant, mense kyk wat jy eet. And it just after a while, it can feel that you're like, I'm out.
I know what you're saying, but it can also be like a drug, because remember, especially overseas people like Britney Spears and stuff, they actually go out to be photographed.
Yeah.
Want hulle weet mos nou, as jy nou daar gaan stap, gaan al die paparazzi oor mekaar val agteruit.
Yeah.
And then they actually still go, because I think they like that. Oh, attention.
So it hang af van die persoon.
Ek wil nou net sê, dat hang ook af van die persoon, man. En my ding is die, I'm doing music van, ek weet wat kom met dit. So, I'm prepared for it. Ek wil nie sê, ek is prepared for whatever gaan gebeur, maar ek sal my beste probeer om op my voete te dink wanneer dit so gaan. Of as dit so sal gaan.
Yeah. But you're a very nice guy.
Baie dankie, ek waardeer het. Ek sê dankie vir my ma, my pa, my groot gemaakt.
Wat jou ma en pa se naam?
Omboeten en Linda.
Omboeten en Linda? Ek weet jou, ons is seker dieselfde oude dom, hy sê mis nou Omboeten en Linda. So dankie vir julle kind, hy lyk of hy alright is.
How do you get along with people like Hemel Besem en Jits Vinger?
Very well.
Do you know them?
Very well. Actually, I met Judge recently.
Yeah.
We were on one of the TV shows together on Kijknet.
Okay.
And then Yamo Besem, I know for a very long time. I used to do Kaka. I performed yearly at this event called Rimklets at Van Oost tot West at Kaka and Kaka.
Rimklets.
So I met Besem, Simon there, solely like 6 years ago.
Simon.
Yeah. So we good, and I know his wife as well.
Yeah.
Claudia. So we good, and that is now one person that I have huge respect for, musically and as a person.
As a person as well. It's goeie mense, né?
Natuurlijk.
Ek is bly om te hoor julle kom oor die weg en dat julle mekaar ken. That's fantastic.
Hy poletjie is maar klein, né?
Ja, nee.
So het hy vir jou vertel van die woord dit, waar dit vandaan kom? Of wat dit beteken?
I think we did.
Okay.
It's like jags, man.
Yeah. In my tijd was het jits.
Was het jits,
ja. Ja, als een oud mos, ik zo'n aan die oude garde. Zei, hou van jou jits. Zei, maar ik kon jits zo niet.
But he's also a very nice guy.
Het is time, joh. Ja, no. So now it's yeah, no. That's it's really good to see you guys doing well.
Like a true Blanke het ek gesê jits.
Ja, ek het to be fair self, ek lees in my kop, ek sê, wat is die jits van jy?
Nee, maar jits is ook baie intelligent ouwe.
Ja. Maar ek wil nog steeds hoor die story achter Ben 10, man.
Okay, kom het nou.
Okay, so, hoe ek my song skryf, ek skryf oor dinge wat ek sien, goede wat ek deurgaan, wat ek sien mense deurgaan.
Was jy 'n Bentin?
Ek het te veel weggeen nie. Maar,
okay.
soos ek was die Bentin nie, maar daar was close calls, verstaan jy? So, ek is a creator, so ek kan baie goed, like, ek kan het imagine en kan ek het goed doen. So Bentin was a close call wat ek 'n bietjie nou verder gevat het in 'n song, om die song nou lekker interessant te maak. So, Bentin gaan oor ek en die meisie, wie lekker rikkie saam mee uitgegaan het. En ek kom visit haar, gee haar een surprise visit. En haar, ek kom pop toe in en ek sien haar maas by die huis, maar laat my inkom, offer my juice, is fine. En ek vind uit achterna, maar die kan kom uit haar kamer uit die baas. Where's this girl, man, you know? En later van tyd sien ek dat die maas een bietjie te vriendelik met my en bestaan. Oh. En die common case is, as die aunties moes nou so Bentin soek, is net om die oom net een ander ding te wys ook, verstaan jy? As die oom nou miskien die auntie ene blokkie geloof het, so, daar is maar net hoe Bentin aan mekaar gekom het, so die auntie wil nou vir my tackle, en En ek is maar net daar so wat ek traai om alles recht te hou van. Aan die een kant denk ek, hey, maar die auntie is eindelijk oulik wie. Yeah. ek ken nogal een move pool, maar aan die andere kant check ek, oei, ek het uitgegaan met haar dochter. So, jy bent in is een van die stories.
Ja. Ja. So, jylle gebruik nog steeds die woord kind?
Ja.
Vir
wat?
for a meisie, like a girl, you know, like the kind of. So it's, but the D is soft.
Yeah.
So the
100%. We still use it.
Nog explain. Okay, as it nog steeds, man.
Ons gebruik kind en ons gebruik nog gear ook.
Okay.
Ja, ons okay.
What's that? What's that?
Gear is ook 'n meisie.
It's a ratka.
It's a meisie.
Natuurlijk, geweet.
Jou klein jits.
jou jits.
Sê vir my, wat is 'n plot badge?
Plot badge is kyk, badge is iets, is soos, jy spoil my, soos, as ek miskien 'n meisie like, en
dan
ek weet
jou badge ja
en badge ja so ons ek sê jy gaan jou plat badge agter hom jy gaan jou wallet plat maak so jy gaan jou plat badge
badgering
ja you know
I gotcha love this one called plat badge
jou plat badge op daai ou
James my question
jy gaan jou plat badge
die kind
jy dan as jy moet watch for my mooi kinders
kinders
dangerous my
Nou Earl, het jy seggenskap oor hoe die song moet klink?
Sorry?
Het jy seggenskap oor hoe 'n song moet klink? Produce jy saam?
Nie altyd die beat praat baie saam met my. Ek het altyd 'n idee oor ek wil 'n song maak oor die of ek het 'n song se line of two.
So who do you trust behind the controls?
Vogan Fourie. One of the guys that understands me, you know, because I would tell him, my bro, I want a beat that goes like or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he would do that for me and then send it back to me and then we would add it from there. So actually first that sometimes and then the other times he would make the beat and then send it to me
and you would get inspired
from there. Yeah. You know? A lot of times like I would listen to I have beats for Africa, you know, so I would listen to anything, like I'd play beats while I walk around in the house and then come back to the piece and then I have something in my mind, you know, because sometimes the music also just speaks to you. It sounds like this and you want to speak about that on there, you know.
But Earl, are you signed with a label?
Yes, indeed. I'm signed to Universal Music.
Ek hoop hulle betaal jou baie geld.
Ja, nee.
Good.
Hulle kyk mooi agter my. Hulle kyk mooi agter my.
Mooi. En baie dankie. Lekker om 'n hawe te hê, né?
As die waarheid, veral as jy so lank gegrind het in die begin, soos ek sê, ons het gebloed ons back in the day, you know. En dit was swaar, dit was swaar en baie keer het jy hulp toe nodig. Verstaan, ons ken die hele story, like, ja, dis a label, dis klomp ander goede wat ook met dit gaan, maar jy moet ook 'n plan nadat dit, verstaan, so, jy moet met jou eie gedachte ingaan as jy na contracte kyk ook, en wat gaan jy nadat maak, van as jy net vir die move wat jy kyk.
Exactly, ja, kyk een bykie verder.
Yes.
Ok, nou, hierso het ek een boodskapie, onthou ek nou net terwyl ek met jou praat, op die Casper Radio Show, so Facebook. Page, was daar 'n boodskap en ek gaan hom nou gou lees en dan kan ons miskien vir die ou antwoord.
Okay.
Want jy is die perfekte persoon om dit te doen. So, what you do when you want to go to the Casper Radio Show, you press the Casper Radio Show on Facebook and you get there.
Terwyl jy dit soek, kan ek so lang vir mense die WhatsApp nommer ook keer.
Ach, as a fucking belief.
As jy so 'n bietjie agter toe wil skuif. If you guys want to send us some WhatsApps, you can send it to 079-748-2090. Dis as julle vir ons WhatsApps wil stuur dit na 079-748-2090.
En wat is die Calling Black Label ding?
ons kos gesels daaroor. Onthou jy? Wat ek dog jy onthou. Dis man to man.
Waar is jou klank?
Ek weet nie. My klank. Okay, so there's a podcast that's brought to you by Carling Black Label. It's called Man to Man Talks. Mm-hmm. And it's all about manhood and the difficulties and struggles that we face every day. They try to answer questions that we all wish we were answered when we were little boys. Things like the four lies of masculinity, the wounds, what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. If you want to listen to this podcast presented by Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris, you can tune in on cliffcentral.com or any podcast place thing.
Spotify, iTunes, I don't know, Stitcher maybe. The list, it's endless.
Man-to-man talks.
Man-to-man talks, just search it on there. Brought to you by Carling Black Label. That's drink responsibly, not for sale, persons under the age of 18.
It's standard rechter yeah. though.
It's standard rechter.
Mark it up.
Elke liever keer is our Black Label standard. Drink responsibly, bro.
Yeah. So, Ali.
Okay, yes. No, wait, I'm going to read the question now.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Ashwin. Ashwin Beekers, hy vra, goeiemôre, môre Ashwin. My naam is Ashwin. Hallo Ash.
How's it?
Ek is 'n rapper van Eerste Rivier. Waar's dit?
As in Pretoria. Eerste Rivier.
Really?
Is Eerste Rivier nie in
Ek
Pretoria?
Ek dink dit is Swellendam of so.
Ek het ook gedink is in die Weskaap.
Is Eerste Rivier?
Dis kan die Jukskei.
Eerste Rivier is in die Weskaap.
Jukskei man.
Wag, laat ek gou weer kyk hierse man.
Kyk jy. En ek wil graag weet. Okay, dis nou gooi ons hom aan early. Ek wil graag weet hoe 'n mens op die radio kan kom. Well, you can draw track en dan kom jy op die radio.
Maar net op Club Central, uncensored.
Ja, dit is in die Weskaap. Eerste Rivier, die eerste ja.
Is in die Weskaap, ja.
Ja, Eerste Rus is hierse. Eerste Rivier, ekskuus, hulle sê dit is die Kaapse mense. O, Janne en ek sê dit is van die Kaap.
Wat is jou se naam?
Ashwin. Beekers.
So hy's a rapper.
He says he's a rapper from Eerste Rivier.
Mm-hmm.
So ek deduce uit sy vraagie, hy bedoel, hoe word hy gespeel? Hoe kom hy op 'n playlist, né? Nee.
Ja, ja.
Is that what he's trying
to I hope it's that, or if it's not an interview or something, ek is nie seker wat hy wil hê nie, but either way, sal ek hom die advice gee as, eerstens gaan enige iemand net luister na die kwaliteit van jou musiek sou. Maak seker jy record 'n regte kwaliteit song met die regte specs. Gaan ewen op die radio site se op hulle website en dan check wat die specs moet wees vir jou song. Dis punt nommer 1. Punt nommer 2 is kry die maand agter jou song, want die mense in jou plek, laat die mense bel in, laat hulle inbel en vra soos in, kykie, kan julle die song speel van die persoon, create die demand, sodat die radio beginne vra, en dan achterna stuur, dan, jy kan het instuur, en dan sal hulle miskien uitreach na jou toe op die manier. Ander manier is, ek weet in die Weskaap is a Good Hope FM, elke woensdag is a platform vir rappers.
Ah, okay.
Wat hulle dink aan kom doen daar, so hy kan even
nieuwe kunstenaar.
Hy kan even uitkyk om dit te doen.
Hy moet uitkyk vir sy opportunities.
You know, as elke woensdag, ek het knaand gegaan, as ek in die Kaap gewees het, as ek miskien my auntie gaan visit of so, dan sal ek knaand gegaan het om net in die cypher session te spring of iets soos die. You know, so daar is platforms en daar is a way vir jou om daar uit te kom, so moet nie waar in die bureau.
Is dit 'n vraag wat jy by kry?
Nogal nie so much.
Okay.
Nogal nie so much, maar daar is 'n paar ouens wat my al voorheen gevra het.
Christian, ek vir jou ding gestuur is 'n joke. Jy's Dota, ek is me.
Okay.
Kan lees?
Lekker meisie.
Hey!
Ja.
What does gays mean?
Nee, nie fucking.
Hy sê stoof. Hey, sup dad?
Hi.
Hoe gaan jy? What does gays mean?
You know, mum and dad love each other, and two men can love each other in the same way.
So, what is penetrating gaze?
Oh my god. Read me the whole sentence.
What?
Read me the whole sentence, daughter.
She stared at him with a penetrating gaze.
Oh.
That's good.
I quit.
And you were thinking, I was thinking, oh, you come at now.
We gaan nie pa antwoord. Yolo was for you only cause you must think of all the things you do. And for it that don't fry yourself. What would Jesus do? Don't
be yalla saying it. Amen. Ek sê amen.
So die doodgewone ding wat nou hierop gaan volg, I always do this.
Uh-huh.
I either try to work myself into someone's life when they're famous and live in New York, I want to come and visit and stay there for free, or I want to work with them. So, hier kom dit nou, Early B, as jy ooit gaskunstenaartjie soek, dan kan my.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
Groet my, plak a ball in my rechterhand, groet
hey!
So,
Kasi ek het nou net vir Ali gevra voor die tyd, because this is like a totally kerk song, ek meen het word in tale gepraat en alles.
So I wanted
to know from him how the people who can relate to what you're saying took it off. Hulle om nou soort van bestraf het of wat.
Soos ek gesê, voor ek die song, toe ek het maak, Het ek het gespeel, voor ek het obviously nou release, het ek het gespeel vir pastoor om te like, net om van, ek gebruik van
evangeliese pastoor.
Ja, want because when people go in a spiritual level, dan praat hulle in tonge soos hy wat ek in die begin, Rababasiti, en dan praat hulle in tonge. Ja, so die, ek maak die song oop met die.
Karabasaya,
all that. Yeah, you know, so, I spoke to him and I asked him to listen to the thing. So he was like, you know what, now you're gonna have people that's not gonna like what you're doing over there, but you're giving a message. If you listen to the song, the message is coming from a proper place. You know?
And it is the truth.
No, I'm laughing because I'm getting memories. It's like I'm hearing
she is nostalgic all over the place.
Going
there.
Like, you know, it's like I have this one friend and she'll just, while you're talking or sitting or she sees something that's not right, she will start going into tongues, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the other thing is this, man, ek praat daar op die song met die jonger kinders, verstaan, en baie keer as jy van Jesus praat en like, jy moet die Here in jou lewe invat en jy moet so optree in jou lewe, jy gaan nie kan kom met die song van kom klap ons handkies en goed en nie, verstaan, so I brought the hard hip hop, the boom bap in it and all that, and I brought the attention of, ek het die song opgemaak met Rababasiti, jy moet ook check, wat praat die man nie so, you know, and afterwards dan kom ek met die boodskap for you, you know, and that's my thing, is just to get my message across to you, you know.
Dis baie oulik. Vertel vir my, wat is, vertel vir my, wat is potte?
Okay, so potte,
ek leer so baie vandag, ek het my folder hier so, potte.
Wat is potte?
Potte is a bietjie a nuwe slang word vir ons nou in PE, nie nietie, maar it's been around for a while, maar it's now for the ladies behind.
Oh, I thought it was tete. It's potte.
Nee, it's potte.
Was die bolle?
Die tete is, ons roep die kanne.
Ja, dis kanne, nog altyd, net die jare.
Ja, you know, so ons roep die nou potte, en ek gedink het sal a cool vibe as vir my.
Dis oulik.
Ek feature met my vriend Justin Vega, so en Jack Barrow ook.
Shout out.
Dit is al die styles wat ons daar so by mekaar gegooi het. Ons het ons mekaar ge-challenge vir potte.
Potte.
Ek was in die gym met die weights betrokke. Seggers by die lady lockers. Doe man in my ding, werk mooi aan my rolle. Cause I want a six pack, get to look proper. Dra ice butter, vaderland a shocker. Maak my lam, sy staan met you. I can dit potte wa.
Ah, stop say.
Ek hy kai potte wa. Potte wa.
Ek love dit.
As iemand een nice achterend het, sê hulle is een AMC of iets.
Nee, die kan even werk, weet je, maar ons is net the way ons het sê. Hy sien jy soos ek het sê, so, hy potte oor.
Ja,
kijk, as ek geloof my, as ek douwer pro.
Wanneer is het nie potte nie?
Wanneer die curvy so ver
is. Wanneer is.
Verstaan as het die so ver curvy?
Ek hoor wat jy sê, maar ek probeer hem te visualize, it's like, you know,
fokkol in die broek.
Kijk,
jy weet jy weet dat band
om het so te sê.
So net is a street.
I'm just messing with you. If you look and you see like, whoa, yeah, then it's potter.
Dan is het potter, yeah. You know. En ek praat asof aan een papot, you know. Die papot, die pot wat ons altyd papen gemaakt het, moest nou so nou, en dan hy duikie in met haar, so. So I also like, just appreciate the woman, even if you have a little cellulite, it's alright, man, jy stevig soos a papot, verstaan jy?
Better believe it, I mean, cellulite krijg jy van 13 af. So het jy a mochi?
I get a mochi, ja.
Wat is a mochi?
Behalve green tea. A mochi is a girlfriend.
Okay. A gear.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
A ken.
Okay,
yeah.
Can I say?
That's right.
I get too much here. I mean the so kijk ik ga me jou DJ check so permission achter haar aan we. She gave me a number na. Klim terug in die kar en wys my bra. I can dey potte wa. Potte wa.
Perfect.
takes.
Fok, gaan maar naar vrou aan. Christian, kijk gauw vir my op Google, wie is Baccara?
Baccara?
Ja, B-A-C-C-A-R-A. Kom ons vraag vir Shemaine of sy weet.
Ek weet nie.
Regtig, Shemaine? Really?
I really don't maybe know it's everything. I know so much useless information. But sometimes, Jan, I say, well, most of the time I'm like totally stumped. So, and this is one of those most
Earl,
of the times.
Do you know Baccara?
I really don't know.
You don't know Baccara. It's not a drink, though.
It's ook nie die board game nie.
Nee, dis nie 'n board game nie, hoor.
Yeah.
Wie is dit?
There's a female vocal duo.
That's right.
Formed in the 1970s.
That's why.
By Spanish artists Mate Mateos and Maria Man. Diola. The pair rapidly achieved international success with...
Nee, maar jy daar nie mooi gesê.
The pair.
Spaans. The pair. Spaans.
Spaans. I'm in lock. Señor. The pair recently achieved international success with their debut single. Yes, sir. I can boogie. I can't.
No. I know.
No, is it that song?
What I meant is say their names.
Their names have a lot of shit on them.
Don't read all the cock in Spanish for me.
So this
is it, mate?
This M-A-Y-T-E. So mate or matey. Arr. Mateos and Maria Mandiola.
Mandiola.
Will you try?
No, not necessarily.
Mandiola.
But
Mandiola.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's clunky. Italian.
Yeah. Okay, but go on. Now you must read. Don't read in a fake Spanish accent. Go on.
Just a dire Spanish accent.
Is that thing? Sing it. Sing it in a Spanish accent.
No.
Yes, sir.
So they achieved success with their debut single, Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie.
Yeah. I remember that song, though.
Do you remember that
song? I Can Boogie. Yes.
Yeah, it reached number one across much of Europe and became the best-selling single of all time by a female group. So eat it, Spice Girls.
Yes, and that is our stuff poopy for today. It's Yes Sir, I Can Boogie by Baccara.
Lovely.
Now I'm going to ask Earl to rap over this. Okay, Elwin, you're ready.
Okay. Is it just a beat? Is it just a beat? They're not gonna sing at all.
No, they're singing.
Okay. Hey, my father was. I was no unexpected, but okay.
I know, that's what I like.
Okay. Yeah,
we can be
okay.
Voicing it. Okay. Hello! I'm gonna see what the sing. Okay. So they're gonna say, hey, mister, and then they go, ooh, yes, sir, I can boogie, and I laid a little hand. And on that, you can go,
I can boogie. That's yeah. Okay, then yeah. I can go.
Yeah, but hoor hom eerst.
Okay, gaan hom hoor. Maar as ek flop, vergeef hom my.
You can eerst luister. Hier kom die koor, ne, wat jy...
Oh, yes, sir, I can boogie.
Hey. Jy kan boekie jy val, maar jy moet jy met die val.
Oom, moet ek net missen en
gegooi? Jy bent so, ja.
Ek gedink ek moes een baas gegooi nou.
Ek gloe nie in die God, maar ek het hulle kapotte.
Dat is wat mis, ek wat mis. Oh, nee, het gaan nie werk nie.
Het gaan werk nie.
As het die beat gewees, dan sou ek het lekker gedoen.
Ok, so jy het hem nou gehoor.
Hey.
Ok, nou gaan ons eerst weer luister. Okay, oh, no pressure, hey. Maar nou moet jy het recht doen. Dankie. Sy sit op die toilet. Ek dink wat ons moet doen is ons sal sing om hom te help en dan kan hy nou as hy kak maak, maak hy tussen ons die kak, jy sien. Okay, we nearly did. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yes sir!
Yes sir!
I can boogie!
I can boogie!
doen nie goed nie. Woekie, woekie. Hey.
Doe nie woekie.
Hey. Okay. Yes. Ek is op die chorus. Jylle doen die stukkies. Yeah, guys.
Bring die Benkin. Hey. Bring die blessing.
Lekker zaai. Wat ja.
Dis oulik gewees. You see, when you listen back to this, it's going to be oulik. You'll see.
Sample it. Make it your own.
Sample. Ach, dit was baie sample. Mm.
Oh, thank you.
This is a sample. Okay.
Sam.
Well, so when is your next live show where I can attend?
Your next, the next one, you can come check me out at Francho van Kok and Vrienden.
I can't tomorrow, please.
Really?
No, sorry. Why not? I'm just busy.
He just started the jigsaw. It's taking a lot of his time at the moment. 300 pieces.
I am.
Maar wanneer is jy? Ek wil jou sien.
Ek myself, ek is in Pretoria by Spring Day.
O, Jesus, is jy seker?
Ja, ek is 100% seker. Ek maak net seker met
wanneer, wat is die datum?
Laat ek dit net gou check vir jou. Gee my 'n sekondetjie.
Google Calendar.
I'm actually on that. It's the 26th in Pretoria. That's when I'm next year up here. It's the 26th.
Jy het nou gesê next year, but you mean
no.
That's when you're next
week.
Yeah.
You saw here. Yeah. So
the 26th was also by the springboards.
Ek sal die venue en alles later vir julle kry.
Maar jy moet die heeltyd
van jou saam met
ons. Jy moet die heeltyd. Ons gaan ons na die tyd.
Nee, saam met sy eie goede.
Kalmeer nou.
Nie daai gestaged goede nie.
Vader. But listen, but you must let me know all the time when you're around here.
I will do.
Pretoria is a bit far. I want to see you in Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, I will let you know.
Let me know, then I'll come there, and we'll have pictures and all that. I don't want to be on stage, please.
No, you can come.
I want to pose afterwards. I want to see you in action because I love your stuff. I know every track of this fucking CD.
Then you must come. You should come because I think you're gonna enjoy the live performance.
Here, you gaan my sien. You gaan my sien. Ek gaan my potte
gooi. Ek wil saam gaan.
Potte.
I wanna go with.
Jy is welkom.
Jy moet laat weet.
Jy is welkom.
As mense jou wil opspoor op die internet, het jy Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, waar kan mense jou kry?
Yes, Early B Music. Daar is op Facebook. Early B _ music op Twitter en dan op Instagram Early B Music.
Awesome.
It's like that.
Tuk it in. Follow hom.
As funny dull of my
sien. Sê nou maar jy het 'n tour of iets. Waar gaan mense dit nou sien?
Op die Facebook page of even op Insta. Julle kan my volg op my social platforms en ek sal het bekendstel vir almal as.
Okay.
Dat's Gareth, kyk daar so langs hier, daar so, ja,
shout out Gareth, we see you,
and you can rap for him, do a rap for him,
Johnny Bravo, Osuopi spot,
a nice Johnny Bravo rap,
ek voel die pressure,
seriously, this is the most fun you've had on an interview,
as die waarheid,
waar gaan Blesser?
Blesse gaan oor die ouer ou wat hou van 'n jonger meisie, maar hy badge die like
sugar daddy.
Hy bless. Ja, it's the sugar daddy. Maar hy bless om eerens uit te kom.
Ja.
Ek verstaan nie.
Om eerens uit te kom.
Om miskien te survive by die meisie. Verstaan? Om reg te kom by haar. So.
Hy gee vir haar geldjie.
Yes.
En dan sê sy baie dankie, is vergewe.
So she can give some up.
Yes.
Or just be.
But yeah.
Like give him a sixpence.
And you get different levels though. Eh?
Mm. What?
Yeah. Different levels.
Nou gaan ons eers bietjie daaroor gesels. It depends on how long his money is, you know? Level 10 is you as die hoogste, so jy is die blesse van.
Jy kry flat in sand.
Alles kar. Alles, you know. So,
dan kry jy die ene wat die pap geld vat.
Soos as ek 'n blesser was, kan dit in die negatief ingaan.
Ek wil lag. Nee, dan sien dit blesser. Is alie al uit dan.
Then you're just gonna owe her.
Ek is haar ou.
Ouer. Haar ouer, nie ek ou her. I owe her.
Okay, well, let's listen to the Blesseds. Blessed be early be for being here. I love you. Thank you for being here.
Dit is verby.
Dit
vlieg verby.
Ek vlieg soos 'n fucking bee.
Early bee. There you go.
Ek het myself regtig geniet die baie dankie vir julle
hoekom. Ek het myself regtig geniet die.
Uitgedruk word.
But when you are here again, well, you know, my grot is altyd oop. Kom kuier.
Kom kuier vir die grot man. Ander komediant. Sorry.
Jy sê my grot is altyd. As jy sê my grot is altyd oop. Have you listened to this man's lyrics? Yes, jy kan mos sy taal gebruik, man.
What you mean? I'm trying to show him I can write with him.
Nee.
I will I gaan die market penetrate. Verstaan jy? Penetrating guys. Dis reg. My grot. My grot is altyd oop vir jou. O God. Dis nou 'n bietjie rou. Oh.
Guys,
I'm out.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.